I guess we better get up there early and get things organized, Jackie. All right. Because you go out and get the dog, I'll get the buckboard. And finally, everybody went. And when they reached the school, there were people coming. Evidently, they heard about it. In buckboards, in wagons, on horseback, and walking. And finally, the entire school was just jam-packed. Sam Johnson, who was an elderly gentleman in the community, took a gavel and hammered. He said, "All right, order in the court, order in the court." Jackie and Ritzy sat up front with Clyde. The judge looked over the court. He says, "I reckon this is the first time we ever had anybody up here that was a dog on trial. But we picked a jury, a fair and honest jury." And he says, "Jeb Nolan over here says that the dog's guilty," and he says, "That's what the trial's all about." He says, "All right." He says, "Jackie," he says, "that your name, boy?" "Yes, sir." "Yes, your honor." He said, "What do you got to say?" Jackie stood up. He says, "Well, he's my dog, and he's one of the best dogs in the world. He's a good sheep dog." And he says, "And I know he didn't kill the sheep." Finally, Jeb stood up. He says, "What about the nights and the days that he was gone?" He says, when I told you to tie him up, order in the court, order in the court." He says, "All right." Jackie says, "You better take the witness stand. Who's defending you?" Jackie says, "I don't know." Clyde stood up. He says, "I'll defend the boy and the dog." All right, Jackie took the witness stand. And Clyde asked him many questions, and Jackie answered the best of his ability. And finally, when Jeb came up, he says, "I want to question Jackie." And he asked him all the questions, and Jackie had to admit that there were 2 days when he went to get the dog, who was supposed to have been tied to a rope, wasn't there. And the jury listened and listened. And as the testimony went on and on and on, finally the judge looked around. He says, "Are there any other witnesses?" He says, "All the evidence in? If so," he says, "the case rests." Nobody said anything. He pounded the gavel. He says, "All right, will the jury come to a verdict?" Jackie listened, and he could hear him buzzing and talking and so forth. The judge says, "Does the jury wish to leave the building?" No, Your Honor, I don't think it'll be necessary." Finally, they stopped buzzing, and they all faced the audience. They looked at Jackie. Jackie's heart began to pound because he knew this was it. The judge looked over at Clyde, looked at the jury, the foreman. He says, "Has the jury come to a verdict?" "We have, Your Honor." "What is the verdict?" "We, the jury, find the dog guilty of killing sheep." You could hear a pin drop. Everybody more or less looked at each other. Jeb smiled. Jackie stood up. "No, no, no, no!" And he tore out of the building as fast as he could go. Clyde stood up. He says, "Elmer," he says, "get after him." He says, "It's hard telling what he'll do." He tore down the hill as fast as he could go. The judge, "All right, case dismissed." He says, "Jeb, I guess it'll be your privilege to kill the dog." "Your Honor, may I make a recommendation?" He says, "All right. I would like to have 3 people shoot the dog. 2 of them, there will be blank cartridges, and only 1 will be live. And none of us 3 will know who really shot the dog." "Well, Jeb, it seems to me like maybe you're hesitating about killing the dog?" "No, Your Honor, I am not. That dog must be killed, and the sooner the better." He said, "I just feel that this way it wouldn't be on any one person's conscience." "Permission granted, if you can find 2 other people to be willing to do it." And finally, after much persuasion, he got 2 other people who would go with him and have somebody load the guns and then mix the guns up so that nobody would know who shot the dog. They took the dog around the back. Ritzy knew that this was his end because he knew they wouldn't tie him to a tree, and he knew what a gun was. When anyone pointed a gun at him, his tail went down and he would crawl on his hands practically and knees, so to speak. But he looked around for Jackie. He thought that at least Jackie would be there when the last moment came. "All right, man, let's get this over with," he said. "We'll pass the guns around." He says, "As soon as you think you like one that you want, we'll stop." They all said, "I think this is all right." He says, "All right, I'll give the command." Some of the people stayed. Some left. Some of the women turned their heads. "All right, ready? Aim." Ritzy looked up one last minute and then around to see if he could see Jackie somewhere. But Jackie was nowhere to be found. He was running down the hill as fast as he could go with Elmer after him. Elmer said, "Jackie, Jackie, come back here." Jackie kept on running, and finally when he was crossing the small footbridge, Elmer made a dive for his feet and tackled Jackie, and Jackie went sliding across the bridge with his head and body halfway down, looking down into the water below. Jack says, "You let me go." And as he looked down under the bridge, he saw something red in the water. And as he looked farther down, he says, "Elmer," he says, "look." I said, "What's wrong, Jackie?" He says, "Look." They both got up and ran down under the bridge, and there under the bridge, there was a dead coyote. Jackie says, "Elmer," he says, "that's where Ritzy went. He was killing the coyotes that were killing the sheep." He said, "There it is, there's the proof." Elmer tore out. He says, "Wait." He says, "I can run a lot faster than you, Jackie." And he started running up the hill as fast as he could run. Elmer was yelling, "Dad, Dad." Clyde turned around. He says, "Hold it." Jeb said, "Now what's wrong?" I said, "Hold it." Elmer came up panting. He says, "Dad, don't let him shoot." He said, "Don't shoot, don't shoot." He says, "What's wrong, what's wrong?" He said, we found the evidence. He says, "It's down under the bridge." "What evidence are you talking about? Let's get this over with." Jackie was running way behind, and he finally came up panting. He says, "I told you Ritzy didn't do it." He said, "There's a dead coyote under the bridge." He said, "A dead coyote?" He says, "How do you know that?" He says, "We saw him." Clyde said, "Well, let's go find out what it's all about." So all the people started walking down the hill and went under the bridge, and there they found the dead coyote. "Well, Jeb," he says, "can you put two and two together and make four out of this?" He said, "Well, all right, I was wrong." And he says, "The dog didn't kill the sheep. The coyote killed the sheep, and Ritzy went after him and got the coyote." He says, "Well, then I think maybe the dog is innocent." Sam Johnson, who was there, he says, "I declare a mistrial and pronounce the dog innocent of all charges." Jackie threw his arms around Ritzy. He says, "Ritzy," he says, "I knew it. I knew it all the time." Ritzy began to lick his face, as if to say, "Well, I could have told you so had I been able to talk." Because this was the happiest day probably in Jackie's life, to think that Ritzy was innocent, but not only innocent, but he was doing the community a great favor by killing the coyotes. So when they got home, that's all they could talk about. And little Juby, he was so excited. He said, "I knew it all the time, Jackie. I knew it. He was innocent. I knew it all the time. Didn't you know it, Mom? Didn't you know it, Daddy? Didn't you know it, Larry? Didn't you know it, Rob?" "Yes, we heard you, Juby. We know it." So Jackie stayed up late that evening because they were so excited and talked and talked. And finally, Mr. Martin says, "Jackie, do you know what we have forgotten?" He says, "What?" He said, "With all the excitement," he says, "this weekend is the big sheep herding contest." He said, "And we haven't even practiced either dog." "Oh, that's right." He says, "How many days do we have left?" "3 days." "Oh, we'll do it. Ritzy will work twice as hard, won't you, Ritzy?" And of course, he was in the parlor with Rover lying on the rug, because this was Ritzy's big day too. So the next morning when the boys started to go to school, Jackie was saying goodbye to Ritzy and Rover and Juby, who would always come out and help Jackie. He just loved to help Jackie saddle up Maggie. He said, "Someday, Jackie," he said, "I'm going to have a horse just like Maggie." He said, "It's going to be sway back and old and gray, just like Maggie." Jack said, "Well, I like her. She's a nice horse." And he looked down the drive and he saw a man on a horse. And when he looked, it was Jeb. And as he got closer, he heard Jeb say, "Hey, Jackie!" He says, "Hello, Jeb." He jumped off his horse, left his gun in the holster on his saddle. He says, "Where's the dog?" Jack says, "Now what did he do?" "Oh, he didn't do anything." He says, "He's done enough already." He said, "After all, it was my sheep and he killed a coyote that was killing him." He says, "You know, I've been thinking about it. I've got a little gift for him. Here." "Okay, what is it?" He said, "Well, call your dog and you better open it. It's for him, not for you." Juby looked around. He says, "Woof, woof, woof. I'm a dog. You could give it to me." He said, "It's not for you. It's for Ritzy." Ritzy came around the corner. He says, "Come here, Ritzy." Jackie opened the box and there was a new leather collar. Jackie says, "Wow. Wow." Juby looked down and says, "Wow. Wow." He said, "What is it?" He said, "It's a collar for Ritzy." Jube smiled from ear to ear. He says, "I made it myself." He said, "That's a pretty fancy collar. I spent a lot of time on it." Clyde came out. He says, "What's all the excitement?" He said, "Oh, Jeb." He said, "What are you doing, looking for another dog?" "No, no, not this time, not this time." He said, "I brought Ritzy a gift." Jackie handed it to Clyde. He said, "Hey, that's a fancy piece of work." Juby said, "Yeah, that sure is a fancy piece of work." Clyde looked around. He says, "You know, I think we got a parrot around here. They're repeating everything we say." Juby looked in the trees and around. He said, "I don't see any parrot." He said, "That's strange. I hear things being repeated, what we say." Jeb kind of laughed. He says, "Yeah, I reckon you kind of hear that around here." "Yeah, I reckon you hear that around here." Clyde said, "There goes that parrot again." "Where is he?" "Oh, I'll get him with my club." Jackie laughed. He says, "You are repeating everything we say, Juby." "Oh." Jeb says, "Well, I've got to be going." He says, "And Jackie, I want to thank you again." He said, "And maybe I should thank the dog." And he says, "I want to apologize for almost making a very bad mistake." Jake said, "Well, that's all right. No one was hurt." Juby said, "Boy, they was almost hurt." He said, "Somebody was going to be full of holes." Jackie said, "But they weren't." He says, "Did you know we're going to enter the contest?" Jeb said, "I heard about that." He said, "Jackie, I'm for Ritzy. He says, "Norbert Kane, he has a good dog, Sonny, and he won it last year." He said, "But believe me, I'm rooting for you and Ritzy." "No hard feelings, Mr. Martin." He says, "Rover's a good dog, too." Clyde laughed. He says, "I know." He says, "To be honest with you, I guess I'm going to be rooting for Ritzy, too." He said, "I hope Rover didn't hear that." Juby said, "Daddy, you're going to make Rover cry." "Oh," he says, "I don't think so." He said, "Well, he could. He could just sit down and cry and cry and cry." He says, "Well, then I hope he wins." "Yeah, now he's smiling. Look at him." Jackie says, "Come on." He says, "I think we better train the dogs." Jeb left. Several days later, they were training the dogs when the boys had gotten home from, in fact, it was Friday night when they got home from school. And this was just about the last time Mr. Martin and Jackie would have a chance to work the dogs out. Rover was first, and Clyde held the dog. He says, "All right, Rover," he says, "you know what to do. Get out there and round the sheep up, and come back," and he would time them. So he patted Rover and whispered a few things in his ears and patted him. He says, "Go!" And Rover took out like lightning and then almost slid to a stop so that he would herd the sheep in very gently. And he finally got him into the fence and ran back. Mr. Martin checked it. He says, "That's not bad. That's not bad." He says, 37 and a half seconds. said, all right, Jackie, let's see if you can beat it. Jackie got down, he says, Ritzy, he says, don't do it for me, but do it for Mr. Martin. He said, he wants that trophy. And he says, you've got to do it. He says, now go. And Ritzy tore out like lightning and almost came to a stop with all 4 feet so that he would attack the sheep very gently. And he rounded him up and got him into the bend and returned. And when Mr. Martin looked at the watch, he banged it against the palm of his hand. Jackie said, did it stop? He said, I don't know. No, it's still running. He said, you beat him 35 seconds. He says, you beat him by 2.5 seconds. Jackie said, that's good. He said, that's terrific. He said, that would even beat Sonny. And no longer had he said that, he heard a voice in back of him. He says, somebody mention my dog's name? Mr. Martin stood up. And there was Norbert Kane. Oh, hi, Norbert. He says, well, I just want to see how your dogs were doing. He says, tomorrow, of course, we'll have a new champion again. He said, that'll be Sonny, you know that. Oh, so I don't know anything of the kind. He said, I heard about this new dog. He says, what's his name, a Spitzy? It's not Spitzy, he doesn't bit around. Jackie says, his name is Ritzy. Oh, all right, Ritzy, and you must be the boy that owns the dog. Jackie says, yes, sir, I am. He says, are you going to enter him? He said, I am. He says, I'm going to win. Oh, you know, you can't have two winners, can we? Jackie said, that's right, we can't. Mr. Martin looked at both of them. He says, well, I think we ought to settle that tomorrow. He said, well, what kind of time are your dog's doing? He says, oh, I forgot to introduce. He says, this is Oscar. He says, my hired hand. Jack says, hello, Oscar.
Hi there.
Finally, Juby said, well, my dog, he said, Jackie's dog can beat the Rover. He said, he beat him. It was 35 seconds. And Jackie kicked him in the shins. He said, ouch! What are you telling him for that? Mr. Martin looked kind of at Juby as if to say, you shouldn't have said that. He said, oh, the boy doesn't know. 35 seconds, that's pretty good time, Mr. Martin. Very good time. He said, well, the boy doesn't know. He can't even tell time. He said, but I heard you say it, Daddy. Juby, would you go into the house, please? What for? He says, I think your mother has some cookies. He said, I think I'll go into the house. And he left. Finally, when they finished talking about the meet in the morning, Mr. Norbert Kane got in the buggy with Oscar. He said, well, we'll see you at the meet tomorrow. Jake says, all right. Goodbye, Norbert. We'll see you. They turned the buggy around, and Oscar was driving, and on the way home, Mr. Norbert Kane was telling Oscar, he says, you know, I don't think our dog Sonny can do it in 35 minutes or seconds.
Oh, I know that. He said, last time we had it was 36.
He says, yeah. I was just thinking, suppose the dog, Ritzy, got out of the kennel and went up to that empty cabin up in the hills, he said, a couple miles away, and got himself locked into the shack until after the race.
He said, I'd say that was a pretty stupid dog that would go up there and lock himself in.
He said, Oscar, I don't think you are following me.
He said, no, I'm sitting right here. I'm not following. Oh, yeah.
He says, in plain English, Oscar, I want you to take Ritzy. He says, take some meat along or anything. Take him up to the shack and lock him up.
Yeah. He said, you know, that way he couldn't win.
That's right, Oscar. That's the whole idea. And guess who will get the trophy?
You will.
Right again, Oscar. You're getting brighter every day.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
And he says, after the meet, he says, go up there and let the dog loose. Understand?
Well, I understand. He said, you think I'm dumb or something?
He said, and make sure you keep this under your hat.
He said, keep the dog under my hat?
No, I mean, I don't want you to tell anybody about this.
Well, you know me. He said, I wouldn't tell a soul.
He said, I don't even want you to tell a soul.
He said, that's what I said.
All right. Since you have no further questions, you understand what you'll be doing tomorrow.
Yeah, I understand.
So the big day came earlier than expected. Bright and early the next morning, there was a great deal of activity. Downstairs in the kitchen, Mrs. Martins was fixing lunches to take along, because this was the big day. The buckboard was being hooked up. Even Juby was out helping. He said, hurry up, everybody, get my chickies fed, Jackie. Jackie says, okay, okay. He says, here, chickie, chickie, chickie. No, no, Jackie. Chookie, 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 chookie. He said, okay, okay, I'll remember that. Jackie was getting very nervous. They got the dogs on the buckboard, Rover and Ritzy, because they were going to ride this time, because they had to save their energy. And finally, everybody was loaded up, and they headed down the road. Along the way, they would see people going to the meet in buckboards and wagons, walking, and they would wave to each other and they would yell at Jackie, good luck, Jackie. He says, you've got a mighty fine dog there. Thank you. And finally, when they got to the meeting, it was crowded. The grandstands were almost full already. People were milling around. Mr. Martin jumped off. He says, I'll go to the judge's stand. He says, get the number of their kennels. He says, we must be late. He says, I didn't think it was that late. He rushed up and the judges saw Mr. Martin. He says, well, he says, are you expecting to win this year, Clyde? He says, well, we've got two dogs in, you know. He says, yes, I've heard about that. That Ritzy, is he pretty good, Clyde? Oh, he's good. He's good. He says, we need two kennels. He said, all right, 12 and 13. So he took the numbers. He says, and that's $5 deposit entry fee. So he paid the deposit fee. And Mr. Martin rushed over. He says, Jackie, here's your number. He said, put it on the kennel, and I'll put this one right next door to yours. And as he put the numbers on so they'd know what numbers they have, he had 12 for Rover and 13 for Ritzy. Jackie didn't even notice it. And Jackie locked him up, put a little peg in the door. He says, now you dogs stay here. He said, they'll be ready for you. He says, what do we do? He says, what do we do while we're waiting? He says, well, we'll get the line up, he says, from the judges as soon as everybody's entered. He says, in the meantime, he said, you just relax yourself and enjoy yourself. He said, they've got a lot of sheep here. He's got a lot of animals on display. He says, I don't think he'll start for at least an hour. The people began to come in fast, and there must have been at least 10, 12 entries for the sheep herding contest. Jackie looked at all the dogs, and some are beautiful, and all of a sudden he heard a voice behind him say, a Jackie Anderson, is it? Jackie turned around, he says, oh, hello. He said, I want you to look at a real dog, Sonny. He patted him on the neck. He said, this is the new winner.
Yeah, that's going to be the new winner.
Where's your dog, Jackie? He said, oh, he's right over there, he looked at it, number 13.
That's an unlucky number.
Oscar, please. He says, well, no matter what number you have, Jackie, he says, Sonny's going to win. I hope you're big enough to take disappointment. Jackie says, I can take disappointment. He says, but we're not going to lose. He says, if I lose, he says, Rover's going to win. And if Rover doesn't win, he says, you won't have a chance either. Small talk coming from a small boy, huh? Well, we'll see, we'll see, we'll see. And they left. As they walked away, Norbert nudged Oscar in the ribs. He said, do you understand what you're supposed to be doing?
Yeah, I know, I know.
He says, the first chance the boy leaves the kennel, he says, take the meat you brought along and I don't care how you do it, get him in the buckboard and get him up there fast, or lead him or do anything.
He said, I know, I know.
I said, well, make sure you do. Finally, all the people gathered, the stands were filled, and the judges announced, will all the contestants and their dogs get ready for the sheep herding contest? He says, you people who have dogs will come up and get a list as to what position you will participate in. Jackie said, that's us, that's us. He says, I'll get a slip for you. He says, Mr. Martin, he says, so we'll know when we go. They left the dogs out in the kennels. Oscar knew this was his chance. He went down behind the grandstand and walked over to the kennels, which were sort of hidden behind some trees. And he went up to number 13.
He said, hello there, Ritzy boy, Ritzy, hi there. He said, would you like to have some meat?
And he let Ritzy smell it. That was smelled good. He picked the peg out of the latch, opened it up. He said, come on, doggy, come on, come on. And Ritzy followed him, and he jumped on the buckboard. And Oscar began to feed him some meat as he said, giddy up, giddy up. And Ritzy, for instance, was much more interested in the meat, not even realizing what was happening, because usually he was a pretty smart dog. And finally, when he got up to the shack, Oscar put him inside and gave him the last of the meat and closed the door.
He said, we'll let you out, doggy. He said, you're kind of stupid.
He got on the buckboard and went back down to the meat. When he got up in the stands, he sat down and Norbert nudged him. He says, did you do what I told you to? He says, I did, I did. It's just like you said. I said, all right. He says, well, this should be a very enjoyable day. So finally, the dogs and their owners came out, and one by one, they performed. Jackie was somewhere in the middle, and as he looked up, he saw Sonny, two dogs before him. And now, Sonny and his trainer will participate. As he went by Jackie and Mr. Martin, he says, well, he says, I'm sorry to tell you this, folks. He says, but you're going to see a winning dog out there. Mr. Martin kind of smiled. He says, we'll see. So he went out on the field. And when he got out on the field, people applauded because they knew that Sonny was a prize-winning dog. And Norbert bowed to the audience. He says, all right, Sonny. He says, you know what to do. The judges had their stopwatches ready, and Sonny took off, and he was fast. He went out there, and he slowed down fast. He herded in the sheep very gently, very quickly, and as he ran back to his master stood up, and the crowd applauded because they knew that was good. That was good. And of course, Norbert took his bows to the audience as he left the field. There were several others, and then finally came, and now we have Clyde Martin, who won second place last year, and his dog, Rover. He says, good luck, he says, with your dog. Jackie, he says, thank you. He says, I hope you have good luck. He went over and got Rover, brought him out in the front. People applauded. He says, all right, Rover, this is your last chance. If you don't make it this year, he says, if you don't bring me the trophy, he says, we'll probably never try it again. He says, now get out there and do your best. The judges were ready, so was Mr. Martin. He says, go! And he went out, he went fast. He circled the sheep, he got them into the fence, and when he got back, he did a real good job. The crowd applauded. He took a bow and left the field. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new entry. He says, Ritzy, his owner, Jackie Anderson, participating for the first time. If you remember, this was the dog that was tried for murder of some sheep and was found completely innocent because he had been killing coyotes instead of the sheep. There was a huge applause from the audience. Jackie rushed out. He said, I'll go get Ritzy. When he got to number 13, it was empty. Ritzy? He looked all around. Ritzy, Ritzy! The judges looked over. He says, Will, Number 13, come forward, please. Jackie rushed back. He says, Mr. Martin, he says, he's gone. He's nowhere around. Oh, he can't be. He's around here somewhere. He rushed down out of the stands and looked around. And Ritzy was nowhere to be found. Norbert came by. He says, what's the matter, boy? He says, your dog get scared and run off? He says, no, he didn't get scared and he didn't run off. He says, then where is he? He says, I don't know. Well, number 13, please.